Ephesians chapter 1, 14 through 23. And this can be found on page 192 in your pew Bibles if you'd like to follow along. The letter of Paul to the Ephesians. Start with 14. This is the pledge of our inheritance towards redemption as God's own people, to the praise of his glory. Paul's prayer. I have heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love towards all the saints. And for this reason, I do not cease to give thanks for you as I remember you in my prayers. I pray that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you a spirit of wisdom and revelation as you come to know him, so that with the eyes of your heart enlightened, you may know what is the hope to which he has called you. What are the riches of his glorious inheritance among the saints? And what is the immeasurable greatness of his power for us who believe, according to the working of his great power? God put this power to work in Christ when he raised from him the dead and seated at his right hand in the heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion and above every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the age to come. And he has put all things under his feet and has made him the head over all things for the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. This is the word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God. Simple scripture. But we have a faith and a hope. We have a faith and a hope that the early Christian church, those disciples, had witnessed Christ's crucifixion and saw his resurrection or the evidence thereof. And they were given a faith for which they would even sacrifice their lives. They would not recant or renounce Jesus and the faith that they had that he had been resurrected and the promise of his life. And they, through their faith, moved upwards. Paul says, when we're absent with the body, we're present with the Lord. Oh, how precious a thought as we remember today those saints who've gone before. In verse 17, I pray that God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you a spirit of wisdom and revelation as you come to know him, that with the eyes of your heart enlightened, your heart, and know what is the hope to which he has called you, what are the riches of his glorious inheritance among the saints? Anybody dream of being an heir of a millionaire and some lawyer calls you up and just says, you were left in someone's will for $1 million or a ranch in Montana or some place down in Florida. Oh, wow. This is a glorious inheritance among the saints. That inheritance we have because the faith that God has given us, they're there and we're going to be there with them. That is the promise. In verse 19, and what is the immeasurable greatness of his power for us who believe? According to the working of his great power. Again, it's God's great power. It is his promise. And that's the promise that the saints who go before us have. And we can share that same power. We can share that same blessing. Far above all the rule and authority and power and dominion and above every name that is named, not only in this age, but also the age to come. Christ's power does not end here on this earth. There are kingdoms and powers and authority, and over the ages they've risen and fallen. There's one authority, which is timeless. One power, which is eternal and everlasting. For above all rule and authority and power, dominion, and above every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the age to come. And He has put all things under His feet and has made Him the head over all things for the church, which is His body, the fullness of Him who fills it. The body of Christ, the body of believers, that multitude of saints who have gone before us, that is the promise. That is what we remember. For all the saints. For all the saints. Now, were all of them perfect? Were any of them perfect? Every one of them probably had one quirk or another. Nonetheless, they had the same Savior who paid the ultimate price. And as we receive communion today, it's the body which is given that we might be forgiven. It is the blood which is shed so that we might be redeemed. So as we celebrate, yes, we miss. Yes, we grieve. Yes, there's sorrow. But there is also that hope and expectation that we will see them again. And we will be in their presence again. I have told you time and time again how I look forward to that time when I cross over and I'm going to see my brother with a root beer float, my dad and my mom sitting there at a picnic table, and maybe a grill with brook trout, rainbow trout, freshly cooked. And that's where I'm going to be. Oh, what a joy. As we read the names of the saints, I ask you to add two names to the list that we have here. Alan Collier is not here, but his sister June, Carol June Collier, Jesse, passed away, and we had her service here this year. And Rebecca Faye Hoag. Rebecca Faye Hoag. This is Lee Clark's grandmother. So we add those two names. So as I read the name, would a family member come forward and light the candle for Nevin Ramsburg? Yes, please. Donald Van Benskoten. Mary Betty Morris. Hold it straight up. If you hold it up, and the heat will light it there. Melvin E. Holly. Warren. Lorraine Kahan. Jean Cree. Annette Johnston. Carol June Collier Jesse. Rebecca Faye Hoag. Your great-grandmother.